Okay. Shh. Okay. Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, four lines at the top of the page. And the Shatan scene is 54A1. Okay, the Gemara was talking like this. A guy marries a woman, and he says, the daughters you're going to have from me, okay, are going to be supported from the estate, even if they don't put this in the ksuba. Remember we discussed before, how long did they get it until they get married, until they turn 12 and a half? Whatever. This is the, so the Gemara is asking a whole bunch of different questions, like we learned last week, about this thing. Nun Dalet Amid Aleph. Boy, Rav asked a question. Basarusa. Okay, the guy did Kedusha with a woman. He didn't marry her. Okay? Then he has a daughter with this woman married from Edison. So now the question is like this. She was never married. The real Ksuba begins in the wedding, not from the Kedusha. So the question is, Yeshla Mezainis, does this girl who was born, granted it wasn't right because they weren't married, but the fact is she was born after the Kedushin. So the Gemara's question is, then the father dies. So no, normally a daughter gets from the estate. Here's the Gemara if you want. Four lines down. Okay, so the question is, does this girl get food, sustenance, from the estate? Okay? Or doesn't she? So the Gemara explains the question like this. Even this loksuba, even though because the Chachamim established that even a girl from Edison gets a ksuba. So therefore there was Edison, the girl was born, so obviously the mother had a ksuba. But, or domi do we say, kiven shteita kino rabban a ksuba. The reason the Chachamim gave the ksuba is for the marriage. In other words like this, the ksuba is given from the Kedushin. But what was the purpose of a Kedushin, of a Ksuba? We learned before in the Gemara, the purpose of a Ksuba is that a husband shouldn't just go divorce his wife. Ksuba is a big expense for the husband to have to pay if he's divorcing his wife. So the Gemara's question is like this. Even though the Chum instituted, okay, that even according to the opinion that a woman gets a Ksuba from the Edison, but the question is this girl that's born after Edison, is she going to get fed from the estate or not? One way of looking at it is, listen, the mother has a ksuba. From the Edison, there's already a ksuba. But the second way of looking at it is, the reason the Chacham made the ksuba is for marriage, so maybe she doesn't get, maybe she doesn't get support until the time of the marriage. But there was no marriage here, because the guy died before the marriage. So the question, what's the story?
If somebody dies, where's the
ksuba
from?
From the estate.
If the
chassan
dies, he got engaged and he died, yeah?
Yeah, but he had a kid.
Before he got married?
Yeah, that's the case over here. Illicitly, whatever. That's what Rashi says. I mean, yeah. The guy did kedusha with a woman, yeah? They're not allowed to live together until the marriage. Apparently, they did live together. She got pregnant as a daughter, right? So normally the obligation is the daughter in a marriage gets supported when the father dies. Part of the conditions of the ksuba, beside what the woman gets.
But that's
what's called ksuba? Yeah, it's called the tanai ksuba. That girl gets supported from the estate until she gets married. But the question is, because she was born before the father died before the wedding, but after kedushin, does she get it? Doesn't gross this take? We don't know.
Of what?
Of the father of this child.
It doesn't matter. This is all rabbinic decrees for the benefit of the marriage.
I understand, but now you're talking about taking out from the estate, his estate. No?
Right. Okay. So that's the question. Because the ksuba was primarily written, yes, she gets it from the kedushin, but it was primarily written for after the marriage. So the question is, these additional conditions that the ksuba demands, that the wife gets supported and the daughter gets supported, does that apply even though the guy was never married? And the word says, take boy of it, boy of papa.
Where is it?
Where is it? 8 lines from the top. Boy of papa, the papa said like this. Basa nusa. Okay? This is another thing. A guy, God forbid, raped a woman, okay? And
has a child.
So now the question is, does that girl get mezainis, meaning support from the estate? Then the father dies. Her biological father dies. Does she get food from the estate or not from the estate? Now it says like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that the Gemara is going to say in a second what it is, the Amar Yesh lo Ksuba, she has a Ksuba of mana, of 100 zuz, half of what the virgin gets. That's not even a question, of course she gets. Meaning like this. The din is, if a guy rapes a girl, we learned in the Gemara before in Ksubas, he has to marry her. Okay? He's not allowed to divorce her for the rest of his life. Unless she wants. Right? We learned it's a Pasuk Chumash. You can't get rid of her. So now, a guy raped a woman, has a daughter. Now the guy had to marry the woman, right? But this girl was a daughter of a rape. So the Gemara's question is like this, does this girl get support or not when the father dies? So Gemara says like this, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yehuda, for sure she gets. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yehuda holds that a girl that was raped and then gets married, she has a ksuba like a non-virgin, $100 ksuba. So according to him, for sure, there's a ksuba, so of course she's gonna get food, because that's part of the condition. Huh? No. I'll explain it. He says only 100. I'll explain in a second. I just wanted to
look. This is only mitzal ksuba.
Yeah. It's all tonight ksuba. Kiti boilach, when would be the question? I'll leave it rabbanu according to the chachamim that say, that yotze kesef knasa b'ksubasa, that the money that he pays the fine to the girl, the 50 shekel, is the ksuba, so there is no real ksuba. My, what's the din? Okay? Kivin the last lo ksuba, because she, according to the chachamim, there's no ksuba. Why isn't there no ksuba? Because the $50 fine, the 50 shekel knas, is the ksuba, according to the chachamim. So do we say, listen, there's no ksuba. If there's no ksuba, the condition of ksuba that she gets support doesn't exist. Oy Dilma, or do we say no? Time ksuba, my timer, what's the reason why there's a ksuba? Like we said before, Kadesh Lay Kala Bain of Laitsia, that a guy shouldn't just go divorcing his wife. But holy matzimapik, in this case he can't divorce her anyway, so there's no ksuba. Meaning like this. Okay? The Chachamim, we said, made a ksuba. Even though we learned before that, I said, Rabban, we learned before that, the argument under Shainim, if a ksuba is biblical or not biblical. Most Paschim hold this rabbinic, even though we write in the ksuba the Raisa, the Chazlechim the Raisa, but it's still with Rabbanan. Bottom line. The Chachamim said, a guy marries a woman, he has to give her a ksuba. What's the reason the ksuba we just mentioned? That he shouldn't be able to divorce her for no reason. Okay? So the whole fundamental aspect of a ksuba is for one reason only. That a guy shouldn't divorce his wife. Because he has to pay a lot of money, he's not going to do it. So now the question is like this. If a guy rapes a girl, God forbid, the Torah says you have to stay married, you cannot divorce her at all, for as long as you live. Okay, so the Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says, besides the fine, if a guy rapes a girl, remember we learned before in the Gemara, he gets the fine 50 shekel. He has to pay a fine. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds, because he's marrying her now, in addition to the fine, he has to pay her a ksuba, not of a virgin, which is 200, a ksuba, a divorcee widow, which is 100. Okay? So according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, there is a ksuba, so for sure she's going to get support. That's part of the ksuba. But the question, according to the Chachamim, there is no ksuba, because the $50 knas that the husband is given for raping the girl is the ksuba. So the question is like this. Do we say that if there's no ksuba, there's no food? It's a condition in the ksuba. There's no ksuba. Or do we say no? There really is a ksuba. Why is there a ksuba? Because the reason the Chacham made a ksuba is that he can't divorce her. Here he can't divorce her anyway. But there is the ksuba of support. Right?
Why is it taken? It's a very good...
Well, because we don't know. By the way, in all these cases, what's the din? If it happens, what's the din? So the rule is, like, well, Dirty Shane and Paskin. When the Gemara asks in a financial situation, does the girl get or not? Yeah? Anytime there's a teiku, it means the money stays where it is, and the girl can't get it. If the Gemara doesn't answer the question, does she get food or not? So what's the logical conclusion? If the Gemara doesn't know, so you leave the money where it was.
So he can't use that money either?
No, he gets his money, because it was what he wants. But she...
The guy's dead anyway.
But the estate is instead of the father. So that's what they pass him, because the Gemara doesn't know, now it's a question, can the girl extract money from the estate for food? Right? So because it's a doubt, the answer is she can't. The money stays where it is, and that's it.
Is child support, I'm saying child support over here, we're saying only mitzvah, the pratum of the ksuba, but is there also something else in the Torah, child support?
No.
All in the ksuba.
All in the ksuba.
So if somebody went and she agreed, but they weren't married, they didn't have edus, and they didn't have kiddushin, and they had a baby, no ksuba, because there was no engagement. No
they would not have to do it.
He doesn't have a child.
Well, the Gemara's that's the Gemara's question about rape. I mean,
no, but not rape. She agreed.
It still would be the same thing. Okay, then the Mishnah says like this, and the Mishnah says that there's another thing that Chachamim instituted in the ksuba. What is that? Ati Yosef Abesi. You should, this is about the widow, not the daughter. The Mishnah says, part of the stipulations of the ksuba, even if it doesn't say it in the ksuba, is that the widow can live in the house all the days of her widowhood. Meaning, until she remarries. That's a stipulation in the ksuba. So until the woman gets remarried, she gets fed from the estate.
What happens if they sell the house?
So there's still money in the estate.
So it's just that she gets supported for the amount it would cost to rent?
Correct. Well, the Gemara is going to discuss this. It's very interesting. Let's see the Gemara. So Tana Rav Yosef taught, the Mishnah says the word, as long as you live in my house. But not V'loi B'Biksi. Biksi is a hut. Meaning like this. The condition of the ksuba is that why is the husband agreeing to leave the widow in the estate? It's only if he has a house. That means a comfortable house. But if it's a hut, that there's no room for everybody, the husband never intended that the widow should get supported after he dies, because then the kids are going to have to be thrown out. His own...
Right.
Okay. So Gemara says, Tan Rav Yosef, Bebesi, V'loi Bebiksi. That's only in the house she can live, but not if there's a hut. And then he says, Avo, but, even though she doesn't live in the house, Mezaina Isla. She gets fed. She gets sustenance. Okay?
Sleep on the street, but get fed.
But get fed.
No.
Marba Rav Ashi Omar, Afila Mezaina Nami Lefla. She doesn't even get food. Why? Because the Marba Rav Ashi connects both together. If you get lodging, you get food. No lodging, no food. So Rav Yosef says there's no lodging, but food she gets. Marba Rav Ashi says, no, if there's no lodging, there's no food because they're interconnected. But the Gemara says, V'les hilchus like Marba Rav Ashi. The loch is not like Marba Rav Ashi. The loch is like Rav Yosef. So again, if there's a house, the woman, the widow, stays in the house for as long as she lives. Until she marries somebody else. And the Gemara will discuss a very interesting concept over here, but that in details in that din. But, and so Rav Yosef says, it's only if there's a house. But if it's a hut, she doesn't get lodging, but she gets food. And that's the halacha, not like Marba Rav Ashi. Okay, now the question is like this. Amar Rav Nachman Mishmo. This is an interesting thing. There's a widow. She gets supported from the estate, yeah? Now, Tavua Linasei, a man proposed marriage to the widow, Vinispais, and she accepted. So the din is Ein La Mezainis. The second she accepted to get married?
No Edison yet. No, nothing yet?
She loses the food. And the Gemara is going to explain why. And the Gemara says, Tavoli Nase, the guy proposed, then the spice and she accepted, and lo mezainis, there's no food. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, which implies, Holay nispaisa, yesh lo mezainis. But if she didn't accept, yeah, she does get food, why? Meaning like this. The Gemara's assumption, we'll see this now more in the Gemara, but this is what the Gemara is saying here. Why does the woman get fed from the estate?
She's nowhere else.
Out of respect for the husband.
Out of respect for the fact
that she's staying a widow. This is what the Gemara is saying. The fact that she's staying a widow, out of respect to her husband, that she doesn't want to marry somebody else, so therefore she gets fed from the estate. One second. But the Gemara says, but once she accepts marriage from somebody else,
she goes out,
she's basically dumping. I mean, the guy's dead.
Once she even looks into people.
Well, the Gemara's going to see. One second. The Gemara's going to get into that. One second. The Gemara's going to discuss why is she refusing the second guy. One second. We'll see in the Gemara. If she doesn't like the guy, not because she's still respectful to the husband.
She just doesn't
like the guy.
She'll blame it on the
She company. Doesn't get food even if she doesn't accept.
But Rabbi, what happens in a situation where guy dies, she's living in the apartment, the house, whatever, and the kids want to sell that because they want to have an estate.
They still have to support her.
Okay, but I'm saying they can force her to leave the house.
No.
I mean, but how are they going to, how are they can support
So then they
her.
Can't sell the house.
They can't
no, I mean, not unless they have somewhere else for her to live.
She could always say, I don't want this guy.
Let's see.
Good as my
Everybody's jumping. Let's see the Gemara. Harlein, this spice, but if she didn't accept, the Gemara says, Yeshlam Hazem, but she does get food. Why? If she's disgracing the husband anyway by, in other words, why, the Gemara says, listen to this, Amar Ravana said, L'didim mefarshli minedim ha-shmul, was explained to me by Shmuel himself, what does it mean? It depends why she's turning down the proposal. Amna machmas plaini baili. If she says, I don't want to marry the second guy, because I'm out of respect to my husband, I don't want to marry anybody else, yeshla mezainis. She taka gets food, because she's still respecting her husband. If she's still respecting her husband, she's considered a widow, and therefore she would get it. But machmas b'nei hodim sheinu muganim la. But if the guys are not worthy, that means she doesn't like the guys. You know, she would get married if the guy was the right guy. But it's the wrong guy, and she doesn't get food.
But why is that? Because she's not the this guy comes along here, they pull out, he asks the marriage, she says no, that means she gets cut off?
Yep.
But she should get cut off when she goes dating. She starts dating.
They didn't have dating in those days.
Maybe she doesn't want to get married to begin with. Somebody's asking and she says no.
They had referrals.
So the Gemara says, if the reason why she says no is because
of... Do you know the reason?
Because she says.
Yes, she gets presented until she accepts an engagement.
Right. Or the Gemara is going to say, what happens if this widow lived with another man? So the Gemara says, she's also not going to get food.
That's for sure.
No, not for necessarily. We'll see in a second.
No, but I'm saying before, in the case before, she could always say that you. That means she could always just blame it at the cover of my.
Yeah, but if the guys see, if the kids see that the reason she didn't accept the proposal because she doesn't, the guy doesn't have enough money, or he's not famous enough, or whatever.
No, she's not in love with the guy.
Yeah.
What's so? She's not in love with the guy, whatever.
She shouldn't marry him unless if he has a lot of money.
Okay, so
what's the level of support, though?
You have to buy a Gucci bag.
What's the level of the support?
As much as he supported her when he was alive.
So that's
yeah, but what do you think?
Change if that's while he was alive, it was a certain amount of income that was coming.
No.
When she passed,
he has to still give that same amount. Okay, Amen of Chista of Chista said, Zinso, if this widow, okay, committed adultery, ain't no mezainis. Because she has no connection for her dead husband, if she had the ability to go, okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef says, listen, kichlo upirchesa, if she paints her eyes in braids, you know, the women that want to attract, whatever. So they get dressed up. Also, enam zainus. Okay? So, it's two opinions, by the way. One opinion says she committed adultery, she doesn't get mezainus. Rav Yosef says, even if she just paints her eyes, whatever. So the Gemara says opposite of logic, by the way. Man the armor zinsa, the one that says if she committed adultery, she loses her food. Certainly, if kichel or pechasa, if she painted her eyes, for sure she loses. Meaning, painting the face is worse than one time znus. Why? And the one I was going to explain. Znus, the Yetzer Hara forced her, so she did it. But painting is premeditated behavior. Aval zinsa, but according to the opinion of Avyasif, that if she painted the face, that if she was mezana, that she doesn't get. That definitely, if she was painted her face, she doesn't get. But mandu amekich lo pirchasa, but the opinion, like Rav Yisrael, who says that if she painted her face, she loses support. Zinsa isla. But if she committed adultery once, she does get support. Why? My daima? Yetzer anos. The Yetzer had forced her to commit the crime. But the Gemara says now a statement. The Gemara gives a knockout. V'leis hilchasa kechol hanishmaitse. All these willing things, the halacha is not like any one of them.
Nice.
Why? That means in all these cases, the Gemara's questions, the Gemara says she gets mezainis.
What do you mean? Lekula, she always gets mezainis?
Yep, one second. What's the din? One second. The din is like this. Amar Yud Amar Shmuel. She gets food until she asks for the ksuba. Hativas ksuba bebezdin, if she demands from the estate to be paid the ksuba, then ein lo mezainis. That's it. But everything else, the widow still gets mezainis. She committed, she was mezana, she painted her face, she accepted a proposal, whatever. The Gemara said, if you don't, Shmuel says, the only time the woman loses the ksuba, and the support, the food support, is only when she demands the ksuba. If she doesn't demand the ksuba, the Gemara said, Valay, it's not true, because the Tanya says in the Braise like this, Machra ksubasa, if a woman sold her ksuba to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Or, Mishkan ksubasa, she used her ksuba as collateral for a loan that she took from somebody. Or, Asa ksubasa peitik al-achir. She made it in a peitik for somebody else, meaning that this land, a peitik means this is where you collect from. Ein la mezainis. She has no food. Which means, not if she demands a ksuba, the Gemara says only if she sold the ksuba or things like that. Hohani in, only these she forfeits the ksuba. Avo tevas, but if she demanded the ksuba, she doesn't forfeit the support. Because the Braisa says that only if she sold the ksuba does she lose the support. Which means demanding the ksuba, she would be getting. So the Gemara says no. Demanding the ksuba, she also loses it. Why? Hani bein bebezdin, shlei bebezdin. The din of selling the ksuba and all that, that she doesn't get support anymore, is only when she did it in bezdin or out of bezdin. If she sold the ksuba out of bezdin, she loses the support. But, this one, tevas, if she's demanding the ksuba payment, bebezdin ain, in bezdin she loses the support, Shalei bebezin lay. If she demands the ksuba, she goes over to the kids and says, pay me the ksuba. And she doesn't take him to Bezdin, she still gets support. And that's the final conclusion of the Gemara. If she demands the ksuba in Bezdin, then she loses it. If she doesn't demand the ksuba in Bezdin, she doesn't lose it. If she sold the ksuba, collateral, whatever, then she loses the ksuba. But Chlal is like this. And all these dinim we learned already before in the Gemara. Moshe, if a wife is very sick, part of the ksuba is he has to heal her. What happens, the Gemara says, if the healing bill is going to cost more than the ksuba is worth? Yeah, or she was captured. Remember we learned before in the Gemara, if she was captured, the husband has a halachic obligation to redeem her from captivity. What happens, the husband says, you know what? Too much money for me. Here's your ksuba. Goodbye. Once the woman takes the ksuba, she loses all the rights that come along with the ksuba. The rights of support and healing and ransoming and all that is only until she collects the ksuba. Because that's part of the ksuba collection. Once she collects the ksuba, everything's over.
Why does it have to go so far as the ksuba? You just write her a get then, if that's where he's going.
Ksuba gives it after the get.
Oh, great. So he writes a get, and he also gives her the ksuba.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If he pays her up the ksuba, then he doesn't have to pay all these other side obligations.
So whatever happens there, happens there. Community support.
Whatever.
The whole point of the ksuba is that he doesn't do that.
No, the point of ksuba that he won't just divorce her because it's for free is going to cost him a lot of money. He's going to hesitate to divorce.
So, but if the hesitation comes...
If he wants, he could pay up the ksuba, and then all the benefits of the ksuba you don't get anymore. It's like that in any type of thing.
Yeah, but whatever. Shall I take out? As long as it's not count, there's a real issue. That body, you give a get if you need to give a get.
Of course, the guy can't just say, here's the ksuba, has to divorce her. And pay her the ksuba, and then he doesn't have to redeem her anymore.
So it lasts as long as the woman.
But if she's in captivity, how are you going to divorce her? You don't have access to her.
And Ochanami, so the question if she comes back and then she's going to be captured, or whatever.
So if a man passes, Rabbi, and his wife is a widow, and
that's usually what happens.
And the estate, basically, the kids want to sell the property that.
Vaitra Maisha selling the property.
No, it's real cases in this.
No, if she asks for the ksuba.
She doesn't ask for the ksuba.
Then she gets all the benefits until she asks for the ksuba, until they actually give her the ksuba. Ksuba's a lot of money.
Yeah, but you don't know how is it today, though?
There's different opinions how much is the... It's basically enough money for it to live a year. On Rodeo Drive, or on Michigan Avenue, or Fifth Avenue.
Pico Robinson.
Huh?
Pico Robinson.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Oh, in the garage.
In the garage, yeah.
How about here?
Okay.
I don't think I can't live here anymore.
Then the Gemara says like this. And the Mishnah said, the quote like this, the men, there's a difference between the men of Galil and the men of Yehuda. It says like this, what did the guy write? You can live in my house as long as you're a widow. And the Gemara, the Mishnah said, that was what Anshi Yerushalayim wrote.
Yehuda is the south and
Golo
is the north.
Yeah. Anshi Yehuda wrote, until the Yorshu want to give you the ksuba. In other words, like this. This was the two opinions. The first opinion said, the widow lives in the house. Okay? That's what it says. She lives in the house as long as she's a widow. The man of Golil would write, I'm saying, Anshi Yehuda wrote, you can live in the house until the Yorshu want to give you the ksuba.
Ah, so it's up to the Yorshu.
Well, that's the Anshi Yehuda. But Anshi Gola, Anshi Yishtar Motasim. Okay, so now the Gemara says, the man of Yehuda wrote, you can live until the heirs wish you to give you the ksuba. Itmar. So now who's the halacha like? One opinion, the Mishnah said, you can live, like it says, the men of Yerushalayim, Anshi Yehuda was Yerushalayim, wrote until the Yoshu want to give it a ksuba. The people from Galil wrote, you can live in my house as long as you want. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Alocha Kanshi Yehuda. The Alocha is like the guys of Yehuda, okay? In other words, they can pay off the ksuba and terminate her.
The kids
can pay off the ksuba and terminate. Shmuel Amar Halacha Kanshi Galil. The halacha is like the guy from Galil, that until she wants to receive the ksuba, she can live in the house. It's not up to the kids; it's up to her. So Rav says, like the guy from Yehuda, that it's up to the kids. As soon as they want to pay her the ksuba, her support is terminated. Shmuel says, no, it's up to her. I said, Gemara says like this. V'chol Bavel, v'chol Padvoha, in Bavel, mitzayt the city in Ardo. Bavel, meaning the most of Bavel, and the surrounding cities, paskind like Rav, that it was up to the kids. Nardah v'chol padva, Nardasirinda, where Shmuel was the Rav, everybody did like Shmuel. Okay? So listen to this case. Ahu bas mechuza, there's a girl from mechuza, that's from Bavel, not from Nardah. Have a nesivil in Nardah. She was married to Nardah guy. Okay? And he died. Okay? So listen. Nardah is like Shmuel. It's up to her. Mechuza is a city like Rav. Okay? So now, the girl was from Rav city, and the girl was from Shmuel city. Huh? The girl was from Rav city, and the guy was from Nardah. Also, the comment of Rav Nachman. So what happened? Bottom line is, the guy died. The kids wanted to pay off the ksuba and throw her out. So they came to Rav Nachman. So, Shama, he heard from the accent of the woman, the bas mechuzahi, that she was from mechuzah. Amaluhu, so Rav Nachman paskind, bavo v'chol patva, no kerav. So then you pask like that. Mechuzah is like Rav. So if the kids want to throw you out, they could. Amrulei, so the lawyers for the woman said, 1 minute. But she married a guy from Nardah, which was Shmuel's territory. Why are you paskening like her, that the kids can throw her out? L'chayri, you should pasken like, because the husband came from Shmuel's land. And Shmuel's land is up to her, not up to the husband. So the Gemara says, Amrulei, hachi. Then you have to pass the Lake Shmuel that it's up to her. So it's interesting. The guy came, she came from a city that the guys technically could throw her out. The husband from a city that it's solely up to the woman. So first Rav Nachman said, 1 minute, the woman's from Mechuza, that's Rav's territory, so Allah is like Rav that the kids can pay her the ksub and throw her out. So the lawyers, whoever was representing the woman, said 1 minute. But the husband's from Nardah. And the ksub is written by the husband. So then why are you passing like Rav? You should pass like Shmuel, that she could stay there as long as she wants until she asks for the ksuba. And the Gemara asks, where is Nardah to? Like, how far are the boundaries of Nardah? Arhecha the sagi kabit Nardah. Wherever the Nardah and Kav travels. What is the Nardah and Kav travels? So he explains, there was a unit of measurement. It was called a kav, a dry measurement. Well, and that was the measurement they used in Nardah. So any place that used that the measurement was still called Nardah.
What's the bottom line? The bottom line is she would be able to stay there until whatever.
Tysus over here, interestingly, says that if there's a minig like Rav Shmuel, then you do like Rav Shmuel, whatever the minig is. He says, in a place where there's no minig, like outside Bavel, right? What do you do in France, England, Germany, wherever these guys live, what do you do then? So, Rabbeinu Tam holds, if there's a set custom in the city, that's what you do. If not, the halach is like Shmuel, not the Grav. Why? Because Taisa says, the rule in Shas is, when there's an argument, Rav and Shmuel, so if it's Isser and Heter, permissible and not permissible things, Halacha Zek Rav, because that was his expertise. Any monetary issues, because that was Shmuel's expertise, so the Halacha Zek Shmuel. So Taisa's Paskins, Rabbeinu Tam says, so if Bavel does a grav, so they do like grav. Nardah does like Shmuel. But how about other countries? La Locha. So Rabbeinu Tam says, if there's a set custom in the city, that's what you do. If not, you pass them like Shmuel, because Shmuel is the expert in Halacha, which means that it's up to the woman, as long as she wants to live in this house, she could.
After the husband's place or after the wife's place?
Huh?
After the husband's place or after the wife's place? With the husband's home or with
the husband's place? The pasha is the husband's place. The pasha should be the husband's place, because you see what the Rav Nachman is asking. No, because they said the girl comes from Rav's place, he said, but he changed his mind. because he didn't know the husband came from that door. So Rav Nachman, that's clear. If the wife is from one place and the husband from a different place, well, you do the custom of the husband. No, because he wrote the ksuba, so it's his thing.
The husband writes the
ksuba. Yep. Now, this is a great commercial. Did he pick in this gemara? We'll just start just a little bit.
Right?
No, but if he got married in the city of the Kala, then the roof of the Kala, the roof of the city of the Kala, it's a ksuba.
Then that'll be a prenup to tell, listen, it's going to go according to the
Rav. Now the gemara says like this. When you pay the girl the support and everything else, the ksuba, does that include the clothes she's wearing as part of the payment of the ksuba?
When she came?
No, what she's wearing in the, from the marriage. Is that part of the payment of the ksuba? Or is that not deducted from the ksuba? What? You'll see the gemara. You'll see the gemara.
Some women have very high taste.
You'll see the gemara in a second. Itmar, we learned. Amana, okay, the ksuba of a widow. Rav Amar Shaman Mashaleha. You evaluate how much money she's wearing, the jewelry and the clothing, and that's deducted from the ksuba. Okay, why? Because her clothing is part of the estate. And therefore, the clothes that the state gave her to wear is part of the ksuba collection. Shmuel Amar, what?
They lent it to her or they gave it to her?
They gave it to her, but that's part of the support from the estate. So it's part of the ksuba payment.
Something you can't take it back.
Well, Shmuel Amar, listen to this. Ein shamin mashallah. You don't evaluate what she's wearing. That means that's, the ksuba is besides what she's wearing. Rav says it includes what she's wearing. So Amr of Chia Barabin, v'chiluv, the opposite is by a locket, by a field hand. Meaning like this. When the guy has to pay the field worker, so according to Rav, who said by the girl, the clothing is counted, by a field worker, you have to pay him, and the boss would give him clothes to wear. So that would be, according to Rav, the opposite. It would not include the garments. And Shmuel would only include the garments. Okay?
The worker's uniform, no?
Huh? No, it's a whole story. The employee presented the field with articles of clothing. Okay? When the field was about to live, because it wasn't the regular work, he says, it wasn't the former worker that gets a wage. He resides in the employer's house. Works without a set wage, or whatever task comes. Okay, now when they finish working, they quit or leave, whatever the time up. So they make a cheshbon how much he's going to pay him. Okay? So it's basically, so again, it's the question like this. Well, he has to pay him $1,000. Does that include the clothing or exclude the clothing? So it's the opposite of what the Gemara says by the woman. Rav says by the woman you count the clothing. Shmuel says you don't count the clothing. So by Rav, the field, you don't count the clothing. Shmuel says you do.
Comparing a field worker to a wife.
Yeah. But Rav Kahan and Masi, no. V'chein belokit. The same thing is no. Women and work are the same thing. Rav holds. You count the clothing. Shmuel holds you don't count the clothing. And he says, this is the orphan and widow, and he says like this, let them strip off their clothing and leave, meaning their garments don't belong to them. Obviously, it doesn't mean they should take off their clothing. It means they should be counted in that thing.
In the estate.
In the wage.
In the wage. In the wage. By a woman, the question is about the ksuba.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between a ksuba by a get, and then the ksuba that we're talking about.
No, by a get, there's no...
Ksuba.
No. What's that? The ksuba by a get is only money. That's right. It. There's no support. There's no living in the house, obviously. It's a whole different story. Okay.